No more skipping reverse dieting. Please, a reverse diet is something you should be doing after you get great results. You lean out, you lose the weight, you need to reverse diet after that. And if you don't do that, did you know that you're at risk to gain weight back? And nobody wants to do that. Who wants to lose 30 pounds and gain 22 of it back? I don't think anybody wants to do that. And so I'm going to help you avoid that today.
This is the Game of Food.
This is the Game of Food.
We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
Today I'm covering everything about a reverse diet because it is so important. A lot of times I come in here and help you guys on how to get results, whether it's like build muscle, lose weight, lean out. You know, I'm trying to help you with those things, eat the right foods, do the right workouts. But what happens after people do that, let's say they listen to all my episodes, they skip reverse dieting. And a lot of people skip reverse dieting when they do this on their own. Even people that have a coach, the coach is like, okay, you hit your goal, let's reverse diet. And they're like, no thanks, I'm out of here, I hit my goal, peace. And then in like 7 months, they're like calling you back, like, I need to get back on track. And you're like, darn it, we missed the reverse diet. And so what I'm going to cover about a reverse diet, first, I'm going to talk about what is a reverse diet. I'm looking at my notes right now to make sure I stay on track perfectly in this episode. And then after that, I want to talk about the benefits, because I think a lot of people forget that there's benefits outside of constantly chasing weight loss. I'm going to talk about why you need to reverse diet. I'm going to give like a 12-week example of a reverse diet so that you can do it properly. And then I'm going to give you the mistakes to avoid. So I've been doing this a long time, and I want to show you where people make mistakes, because that's how I learn the best, honestly. I learn from people that like do well, and I can like recreate their success. But honestly, I learn when people screw up. I learn the best when people don't do it the right way, they don't get results, and they're sad about their mistakes. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to avoid those things. So I'm going to give all of that to you today. Let's start with what a reverse diet is. I'm looking at my notes. A reverse diet requires gradually increasing food intake after successfully losing weight. It's like slowly turning up the music volume in your car, letting your body adjust without shock. And so have you ever like slowly increased the volume in your car? Try it sometime if you haven't. So like start out really quiet and then just slowly go like one notch up in volume, like every 60 seconds. And nobody will notice that you're increasing the volume until it's like really loud. I've tried it before. It's kind of funny. Anywho, that's exactly what you do in reverse dieting. So you spend time in like lower calorie ranges to lose weight. Nuh-uh, I did keto. Nuh-uh, I did paleo. I didn't have to know calories. No, anytime you lose weight, you're lowering your calories, okay? No matter what plan you do, okay? So you lower calories to lose weight and you get great results. Then at that point, then you slowly turn the dial up with your food, slowly. Because what a lot of people do is they're like, I hit my goal, I'm reset, I'm new, I know how to keep this weight off now, I'll just like kind of follow this plan, like half-assed for a while, and I bet that's how you maintain, and then it doesn't work out for them. But that's what you're doing, you're slowly turning the dial up on the food. So what are the benefits? Let's go over my list. It builds your metabolism. Okay, adding food builds your metabolism after you've gone through a period of great fat loss. Okay, so many people are afraid to do reverse dieting because they're afraid of gaining weight. But if you're at 1,500 calories, you can probably get all the way up to 2,200 calories. Or if you're a guy, you can probably go way higher than that and still maintain your results, still keep your results. Isn't that amazing? How do you do that? How do you add it 500 calories per day to somebody's nutrition plan and they still maintain their weight? That's the power of the metabolism, okay? Without getting too sciencey on you. The next one is reduce the risk of regaining weight. The next one is improve muscle building and toning. Do you want to be toned? Do you want to reshape certain body parts? Okay. When you reverse diet, you have a higher likelihood of achieving those things. Improves your energy, supports hormone balance, mental and physical recovery, prepares for a second successful fat loss phase. So if you ever want to like go for the next 10 pounds or the next 20 pounds, I would highly recommend that you do a reverse diet, go real high in your calories, as high as you can, and still maintain. And then that helps you start that next fat loss phase. Those are the benefits, guys. A lot of them. A lot of them. Why do people skip these benefits though? You know why? Because they're way too focused on image. They're way too focused on weight loss. And when they improve their image, they're like, I look really good right now, so I can do whatever I want and quit my plan and like not follow guidance from a coach in his podcast. I'm being sarcastic, okay? But I'm kind of serious on a couple of points. If you are focused on health, if you're focused on keeping the weight off, if you're focused on the benefits, there's a lot of benefits to going through a proper reverse diet. Don't be too focused on your image and too focused on weight loss. Okay, now why do you do this? I'm looking at my notes again. A successful fat loss phase should always be followed by a reverse diet. Skipping this phase is partially why many people struggle with yo-yo dieting. It's not going to solve yo-yo dieting, but I tell you what, it's really going to help a lot. If we're talking about percentages, it's going to help a lot. We can't go from lower calorie and then just back to your old foods and your old calorie ranges. When you lose weight, you have to be at a new calorie range, which is lower than what you were eating before. Okay, we know that. That is fact. But when people hit their goal, they go back to their old foods and their old habits because they're like, well, what do I do? I hit my goal. Aren't I like reset? Can't I do this? And the answer is no, you can't make that leap over. The reverse diet is the bridge in between a successful fat loss phase and eating more normal. But when you skip that, when you go straight to eating normal in your old habits, you're eating your old calorie range. And what are you doing? You're regaining that weight. You can't skip like that. You are guaranteed to gain the weight if you skip and eat super high calorie. I shouldn't say guaranteed, but you guys know what I mean. Now, let me go through a 12-week example. So you hit your goal. Wow, I'm leaner than ever. Weeks 1 through 4 of the reverse diet, we are slowly increasing calories. Slowly. And that's different for everybody. For a big, tall guy, I could probably add 100 a week. For like a smaller girl, maybe I should only add 40 a week. And it can kind of vary. I've added 200 calories. I've added, you know, lower amounts, or sometimes you can't add calories. But the goal is to increase calories every single week. Also, in weeks 1 through 4, fat loss is still possible. I think that's what people screw up when they start a reverse diet, is like, they're like, oh, my coach increased my calories, that means I'm going to gain weight. No. If you're at 1,500 calories and you're losing weight, you did great, whatever, you might be able to go to 1,800, 1,900, 2,000 and still lose body fat. So the first 4 weeks of the reverse diet, you might still lean out. That's what's really cool about this, is you're adding food and you're leaning out. Okay, another thing that you'll see in weeks 1 through 4 is an option for like off days from logging your food, like logging your calories, or you, if you follow a different plan for those other listeners, you know, you can have one day off from your nutrition plan. Now, the other 6 days, you still probably need to be on point. Actually, you do need to be on point. And then maybe you can have an off day. Now, weeks 5 through 8, this is a 12-week example, by the way. Weeks 5 through 8, you continue to increase calories. You're trying to push the calories up as high as you can and still maintain your weight. And possibly you'll get even leaner. The next thing in weeks 5 through 8, weight may stabilize. So you might lose weight weeks 1 through 4, but don't get bummed out if your weight maintains. That's the whole goal. Okay. Don't get too distracted by the number on the scale. It's just a number, but it probably will stabilize in weeks 5 through 8. Also in this, weeks 5 through 8, it's a better calorie range for muscle and strength. I'm looking at my notes. If you guys are watching me on video, my eyes are darting down so I don't miss anything. But you've added so many calories now. Now is a good opportunity to build muscle, change the shape of certain body parts, muscle tone, all kinds of great benefits from, hopefully you're doing strength training or something similar. Now, weeks 9 through 12, you have the option for some more food flexibility. Maybe you could honestly fit in some fast food. Maybe nobody should be eating fast food, but if you want to stop somewhere and you can put it into your calories because your calories are so high right now, that can be an option. We've seen that over and over again. If you fit, you can fit in some brownies, some cookies. You still want to hit your staples, you know, hitting your protein, hitting your steps every day, making sure you eat fruit and fiber and vegetables every single day. You want to hit these staples and not just make it an all-day cookie binge. But in weeks 9 through 12, there tends to be a little bit more food flexibility. Also, weeks 9 through 12, weight continues to stabilize is the goal. That's the goal. Now, there's going to be different weeks. So you might have like a social event, a birthday party, and the scale goes up 4 pounds. Just get back on plan and it'll come back down. So what I mean by stabilize, I mean average week to week, month to month, you don't gain that much weight. Because that's the goal of the reverse diet, right? The last one in the weeks 9 through 12 is best for preparing for the next fat loss phase, which I talked about a little bit earlier. Towards the end of the 12-week reverse diet, which is an example, you can kind of play with that length. You can go longer in a reverse diet. Longer is safer, okay? And shorter isn't as safe, but sometimes people want to get back to fat loss because they still have another 25 pounds to lose. So you can kind of play with that length. Ask a coach or a professional first before you quickly go through a reverse diet in like 3.5 weeks. No, that's not the point. But what I was talking about was at the end of the 12 weeks, now you can start to set a date for the next fat loss phase. And then you can bring the calories back down. If you still need to lose 25 pounds as the example, then at week 13, let's lower the calories and go for that next amount of weight. That's the proper way to do it. That's the way I do it. That's the way my coaches at S7 Wellness do it. Our best clients at S7 Wellness do it like this. This is the best way to do it, and I want to hand that off to everybody that's listening to this episode. Now, the mistakes to avoid. I want to finish this episode up with what mistakes to avoid. Number one is not accepting the importance of this phase. You are, again, too focused on weight loss. You get to your goal, and you're done. That's it. Someone says reverse diet, and it's like talking to deaf ears. They're just like, whatever. I'm totally done. I'm so sick of this. I'm moving on. And then those are the ones that struggle with gaining the weight back. Okay. Another mistake to avoid is fear of weight gain. So when calories go up, people are way too afraid of weight gain. Remember, weight loss is a range. You might lose weight at 1400, but 1800 might still be a weight loss calorie amount for you. The next one is fear of higher calorie ranges. I just talked about that. That's like too invested in the numbers. Like you ate 1500 calories, now you're at 1600 and you're scared of that number. That's a number. Okay. Your metabolism will take over. Believe me, that's just a number. Losing discipline. So like, I'm going to tell you a story about a client that was just perfect with fat loss. He was probably the most accurate calorie tracker I've ever seen. He was way better than me. He was more accurate. He made way less mistakes. There was zero guessing. There was probably a couple of guesses, but man, it was rare. And he hit his goal. I mean, obviously, if you're going to be that accurate with your nutrition, any goal is possible. He hit his goal. And so after we hit the goal, he completely lost discipline. He stayed in the program and he's still a client and I still love him and he still does great. And but he lost discipline. He wasn't as accurate. The reverse diet was too quick before he kind of returned to some old habits. He wasn't listening as well as he was. When I would coach him, he would listen to every detail I said. He wouldn't miss a beat. I would only have to say things once. I would rarely have to repeat changes he needed to make. It was amazing. And then I had this new guy that didn't have that discipline, that didn't listen, that didn't trust the process, and was jumping way too far into his old habits. Okay, the next one is losing sight of goals. Weight loss is a very compelling goal for a lot of people because a lot of people are overweight. A lot of people have the body fat. They have the stubborn areas that they want off. And that's very motivating. And then when they get there, they don't know how to set more motivating goals, a strength goal, a muscle goal, you know, performance goals, push-ups or running or time your mile. I don't know. There's so many goals. And they kind of lose sight of all of them. That's a mistake they do. Another one is overeating or undereating. That's probably related to fear of like higher calorie ranges. Like you move the calories up and they don't move them up. And then the last one is too focused on weight loss versus health. You'll hear me say this a lot in this podcast. You'll hear me say this a lot if you're one of my clients. It is so easy for me to see now when somebody is wanting to do this for their health, like that matters, and they're wanting to do this for image. Image people hit their goal and they're gone. They're done. They're no longer going to the gym. They're no longer in a nutrition plan. They're no longer talking to a coach. They're just gone. You know why? Because it was image. And once you achieve that, your image improves. I am now a slender build, or I am now toned. Then you're done. Now, the people that are health-focused find a way to keep things going. People that are health-focused are usually the ones that are best at the reverse diet. And what's funny, the ones that are health-focused in the longer term have a better image. Isn't that amazing? So follow the example of the people that are health-focused. They want their body functioning properly, and they want to live a long time, and they want to age well. Follow them, because they are the best at following the reverse diet like I mapped out today. Don't underestimate this one. I hope this helps. Spencer, signing off.